Hi, this is By Starlight with Carly and Kate, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
The song you just heard was Something in Your Melody by Fleeting Joys. We hope you enjoyed that one.
Yep. And next you're going to hear Zebra by Beach House.
Thank you. now that your dreams are packed and thawed, leaving you here the only one to face the day. You were a lover now alone, wishing the day had never come to turn away. But let me tell you that I wanna stay with you. And be by your side until your Saturdays are through. Arise and dry your eyes, you'll find to your surprise you'll live again. You were a lover now alone, wishing the day had never come to face the pain. But please remember that I wanna stay with you. And be by your side until your Saturdays are dead and gone. Thank you.
Hello, 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 beautiful people. We hope you're having a lovely night. I mean, morning today.
By the beautiful starlight.
Yes. We hope you all are taking care of yourselves in this uncertain time and listen to a bit of our music to take your mind off it.
It really is the best remedy.
Truly.
We have a little PSA for you, all of you out there with kids. You know, if you're really worried about their future, we have an option for you called Alternative Scouting.
The Baldwin Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region.
The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855.
This is a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
And with that, let's get right back into the music. Next up, we have Mary by Hello Mary. This is a small, I believe, New York City band.
Shout out New York City, that's where I'm from.
Yeah. Shout out to New York City, I've never been. I heard it's a real beautiful place.
Yeah, everyone from New York City should call up Carly and tell her what she's missing out on.
Every single one of you.
Every single person.
Yep. Okay, with that, we're going to listen to Mary. Here we go.
Thank you. summer evening. Oh, oh, oh. $16 on magic spells stacked below the cloak of elves, and $16 on magic spells so elegantly bound.
Technicolor girls are always on the phone, talking about their homes, and the conversations continue endlessly.
Hello, we're back again. That song was Technicolor Girls by Death Cab for Cutie. I've been getting emo lately, so you know what's essential when you're getting emo? Some Death Cab for Cutie, obviously. The next song is also mine, my choice. Going for Gold, The Gold by Sun, Ambulance, Bright Eyes. To be honest, I only know Bright Eyes. I have no idea who the other ones are, but again, Bright Eyes, an emo essential. Kate, do you have anything to say about that?
No, I also added a song you could consider emo by this band called Summer 2000. So I guess the vibe tonight is very emo. I think rightfully so.
Yeah, understandably. My last song, the last song we play will really, put you in a terrible mood. In a good way, though. Okay. Are we ready? I think we're ready to go. Let's do it. Thank you.
There's a voice on the phone telling what had happened. Some kind of confusion, more like a disaster. And it wondered how you were left unaffected, but you had no knowledge. No, the chemicals covered you. And so a jury was formed as more liquor was poured. No need for conviction. They're not thirsting for justice. But I slept with the lies I keep inside my head. I found out I was guilty. I found out I was guilty. But I won't be around for the sentencing, 'cause I'm leaving. Oh, on the next airplane. And though I know that my actions are impossible to justify, they seem adequate to fill up my time. But if I could talk to myself like I was someone else, well then maybe I could take your advice. And I wouldn't act like such an asshole all the time. The people look small who are sitting beside it, all consumed in the drama. They must return to their lives once the hero has died. They will drive to the office, stopping somewhere for coffee, where the folk singers, poets, and playwrights convene, dispensing their wisdom. Oh dear amateur orator, they will detail their pain in some standard refrain. They will recite their sadness like it's some kind of contest. Well, if it is, I think I am winning it, all beaming with confidence as I make my final lap. The gold medal gleams, so hang it around my neck, 'cause I am deserving it, the champion of idiots. But a kid carries his Walkman on that long bus ride to Omaha. I know a girl who cries when she practices violin, 'cause each note sounds so pure, it just cuts into her. And then the melody comes pouring out her eyes. Now to me everything else, it just sounds like a lie.
Every time you say you wanna know me, bloody sun. Come back to me.
Your boyfriend on St. Martin's Lane, he said fancy running into you again. We talked a minute or so, then he turned to go, and I walked into the crowd again. And the morning was a different place, and every passerby I saw your face. Love leaves a lonely ghost with one thought uppermost. Is this the case in every case? Am I walking to you? Am I walking to you? In everything that I do, am I just walking to you?
It was 7 years ago to the day, rang my house and we met halfway. You walked round Leicester Square and sat through being there, and every moment of it I replayed. And I was desperate for love to be pure, but what that meant I never was sure. You spent your time on me, I took it willingly, and I made you trust in literature. Am I walking to you? Am I walking to you? In everything that I do, am I just walking to you? I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. In everything that I do, am I just walking to you? I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. In everything that I do, am I just walking to you? I just don't know what to do.
Am I walking to you?
I just don't know what to do.
Am I walking to you?
I just don't know what to do.
Am I walking to you?
I just don't know what to do.
Am I walking to you?
Slide down a ditch, reach down.
Okay, we're going to do our outro in...
Okay.
That song was Waiting Game by Summer 2000. Kate?
Yeah, I've recently been listening to some of their music, and that song has been on repeat. And, yeah, I love that. We were just talking about our knowledge of the emo genre, and a few of the songs we've played, we feel like those are... what we think of emo, but it's taken on a very different definition. Yeah. Over
we're not, yeah, fans, but we can appreciate. Yeah, the next song is Micheline by Sun Kil Moon, which is Mark Kozelek's like second go at a band. I listened to his live albums, and he played this song, and it took me so long to find because I was just searching up grandma, 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 and you'll know once you hear the song. I have to play it because it's 6 minutes long, so here we go. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is Carly.
And Kate. And you've been listening to our show By Starlight. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Okay.
Michaeline used to come to our house and knock on our door. Dad would answer and say, "What do you want, girl?" And she'd say, "Can I take a bath with Mark?" My dad would say, "My son ain't here, send her home," and shut the door, and we'd all laugh. And Micheline would walk down the street glowing and smiling like she just got in Paul McCartney's autograph. Her brain worked a little slower than the others, and she wore thick rim glasses. Took a different bus to school than the other kids and was in different kind of classes. When she got older, a neighborhood thug moved in with her and started taking her welfare payments. He took her down to the bank, helped her withdraw her savings that was put away for her, and he went off with her. The cops caught up with him, he did little time and cut to many years later. He's doing life in a Florida penitentiary with his father and both of them for murder. Micheline, 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 Micheline. She wanted love like anyone else. Micheline, Micheline, Micheline. She had dreams like anyone else. My friend Brett, he liked to play the guitar. But he had an awkward way of playing bar chords with two fingers, spreading his index and middle fingers really far apart. One day at band practice, he dropped like a deer, was shy, was flipping around like a fish. He had an aneurysm triggered by a nerve in his hand from the strain he was putting on. I went to see him in Ohio. He had a horseshoe-shaped scar in his scalp, and he talked real slow. We played pool like we did in our teens, and his head was shaved, and he still wore bell-bottom jeans. In 99, I was on tour in Sweden when I called home to tell my mom I got a part in a movie. When she said, "Mark, there's something. Brett died the other day, you really should send a letter to his mom and dad." And I got on my train to Malmo and looked out at the snow, feeling somewhere between happy and sad. My friend Brett, 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 my friend Brett. He had a wife and a son. My friend Brett, he just liked to play guitar and he never heard anyone. My grandma. Before she passed away, we'd go and visit her at my aunt's house when I was small.